Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, our guest today is Alexander Dunlop, and I believe this is the third time I've had the privilege of interviewing Alexander Dunlop. You're going to love this show. I've been really looking forward to this interview. I hope you are too. Alexander Dunlop is the author of Play Your Cards Right, A Sacred Guide to Life on Earth, and the creator of thesourcecards.com. And you can find out more about Alexander Dunlop and his wonderful work at his website, thesourcecards.com. Welcome, Alexander Dunlop.
Catherine, thank you for having me. It's always fun to talk to you.
So, Alexander Dunlop, will you explain for our audience what is the source card system that you have developed?
Well, thank you for asking. Right off the bat, let's get into it. So the source cards is the name we give to the real meaning of the quote-unquote regular deck of 52 playing cards. These playing cards are actually an ancient system of knowledge that was hidden in plain sight. It goes all the way back past ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, perhaps all the way back to Atlantis. These cards, air quotes, were used to understand our human template, who we are and why we're here. They represent the space-time matrix of our earthly reality. Based on our date of birth, we all have a set of cards to play. So in that sense, it's similar to numerology or astrology, that based on numbers and based on calculations, you have a set of cards for your life. My birth card is the Nine of Hearts, for example. And once I found that out, my life made perfect sense. I loved it so much that I wanted to teach it to everybody. And we call it the source cards because it really is the source code of reality. It shows us the programming language with which reality is written, and it shows us the code of our own life as well. So it shows us the macrocosm and the microcosm on a big level and on a personal level. And then it helps us to understand each other too. When we knew each other's cards to play, like Catherine, I know you're born to play the Jack of Clubs. And so that means I know a lot about you. And we can understand each other and understand how to relate better with each other. And that's my wife's favorite part, is understanding the relationship dynamics. So,
And you work with your beautiful wife, Vicky. And will you share with everyone what about Vicky Dunlop and what she does?
Well, first of all, I don't know that she goes by Vicky Dunlop. She likes to keep her maiden name. She likes Scudieri. She likes her Italian maiden name. But yes, yeah, she'd probably go by Vicky Dunlop. I'll let her know that you said that.
That's a compliment.
She is an energy healer, and she would say that she channels source energy. She studied a lot of different healing modalities and eventually realized that she was able to directly plug into, tune into God, source, and channel healing frequencies for people. And that's what she does in her healing practice.
Now, let's talk about 2026. So last year, I interviewed you at the beginning of 2025. I remember when I had interviewed you, my father had just died. I hadn't slept in about 3 days. And your interview was very profound, I thought. So I was really looking forward to this. So we're talking about 2026. What does it mean that 2026 is a 1 year?
Well, that is a good question. And for people listening, we get that it's a 1 year because we add the digits of 2026, 2 + 2 + 6 adds up to 10, which reduces to the digital root of 1. We're always cycling through 1 through 9 cycles. in numbers. And last year, 2025, was a 9 year. It was a year of endings. Nine is about endings and completions. And I know that was very true for you. It was true for me. My mother died. There was a lot of endings that I was dealing with in my life last year. 2026 is a 1 year. And energetically, that means new beginnings, starting off. And it can also mean an initiation, that you're initiating something brand new and even going through your own personal initiation. And the degree to which you were able to let go of whatever ended last year is the degree to which you will be fresh and open and able to begin something new this year. If we're still attached to, in a Buddhist sense of being attached, if we're still attached to whatever happened for us in 2025, then there isn't going to be space for us to begin something new. If we're still preoccupied or worried, if we still have it on our hearts and we haven't really let it go, then we're not going to be able to begin with a bang in 2026. So it's really important to complete the letting go process if you haven't already, if you're listening. Really important to complete that letting go, whatever ended for you in 2025, a relationship, a career, something that you were expecting and hoping would work out for you and it didn't, then it's really important to let that go so that you can begin fresh this year.
So, can you explain for our audience when you talk about an initiation, what is an initiation?
Well, how much time do you have? I mean, we can. That's a big one we can talk about. It means many things, but I'm referring to it as related to the number one, where let me bring out one of the cards because I find the visual symbolism to be very helpful in explaining these concepts. So, for your audience, I'm holding up the Ace of Spades, where I had a deck of cards printed with no numbers, so you just see the single pip at the center. And that's the number one. And the idea is that out of nothing, there's a blank white space there, empty space. Out of nothing, suddenly something appears. And that something is like a seed that sprouts or a first light that shines. It is that that is the initiation. And in the study of plants, I don't remember exactly the scientific jargon for it, but in the study of plants, when the seed first sprouts, it releases more energy than at any other time in the life cycle of the plant. It takes more effort, energy, and oomph, chutzpah, to make that first step. As we know from many cliched sayings, the first step is often the hardest part, or a 1,000-mile journey begins with a single step. That first step can be the hardest part. That's the initiation, where we go from the potential energy to the kinetic energy, where we go from nothing to something. Where we make that beginning, we initiate that. And no one else is going to do it for us. We can't wait for someone else. And that's the mistake. Like somebody else should do it for me. And we get into a victim-y kind of mode where we're waiting for someone else to do it. Someone else is going to bring me to the gym. Someone else is going to cook for me so I can lose weight. We need to initiate it ourselves. And that means that we really are moving into a whole new space, reality, world, experience, habit, routine, pattern. We are needing to initiate that new reality for ourselves where no one else will do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. That's the initiatory process I'm describing here.
Great explanation. So, Alexander Dunlop, if somebody's listening to you and going, okay, so 2025, I worked on letting go. 2026 is about initiation. What questions can people ask themselves at this time to prepare for our year ahead?
Well, that's another great question. And I do have a series of questions. And these are actually questions that I am asking myself and reflecting on for myself. So let's say that these are three reflection questions. And one of them is, what is one idea, project, or relationship pattern my soul most wants me to initiate this year? That's a reflection question that you can ask yourself, and you can ask that throughout the year. Another reflection question, and I want to preface this by saying that the number one is the ace. In the source cards, the one is known as the ace. So whenever we're initiating something in the number one, it's about acing it, mastering it, completing it. You don't just dabble in it. You don't just put a toe in the water when you initiate it. You do it and you bring it all the way through to completion and you master it. You ace the test. So the number one is known as the ace. So here is another reflection question for 2026. If I allow myself to be the ace of my own life, what would I begin? If I allow myself to be the ace of my own life, what would I begin? And I'll explain more about what these questions mean, but let's get the third question out and then we can talk about why these questions are helpful and powerful. The third reflection question is, if I knew that success was inevitable, what is one thing I would do this year? If I knew that success was inevitable, what is one thing I would do this year? So, for people listening, those are three reflection questions to guide you both at the start of the year and throughout the year. You can come back to these questions and ask yourself, how am I doing with these reflections?
So brilliant questions. What is one project, one idea, project, or relationship my soul wants? If I allow myself to be the ace in my own life, what would I begin? And if I knew that success was inevitable, what would I do this year? So listening to these questions, my first instinct would be to journal about these questions. And to spend some time in self-inquiry or to do a process of mind mapping or even soul mapping. And in mind mapping, what you do is you put a question or a statement in the center of a piece of paper, and then you draw spokes with little ideas and you draw circles around the thought. Soul mapping is very similar to that, except there's no spokes. You have circles. You have the question, any one of these questions on a page, and then you would put an idea or your thoughts, and you would put circles in around it. And I learned this actually from my writing coach, Tom Bird, and he uses soul mapping and circles because circles have no beginning or end. And I think these questions are so profound, we can be asking these questions to of ourselves throughout the year. So, Alexander Dunlop, how would you recommend that people go about navigating these questions?
Well, I'm listening to you. I like those suggestions. I'm thinking I'm going to go and do that and actually sit down with my wife, Vicky. We've talked these questions through, but I like the idea of putting it on paper, actually. It creates a more profound reflection and introspective process to get to answers. I've learned that for myself, sometimes I don't know what's going to come out as an answer until I take the time to actually sit with it and write it out. So I like your suggestion. I think I'm going to do that myself.
Yes, and another thing that I have done in the past, and there's different terms for this, but some people call it a treasure map or a manifestation board. But again, you would put the question in the middle, and then you would put your photograph. You want your own photograph also on the board because whatever the answers are, you want it to be for you and not for someone else. And then you would get a series of old magazines. I now personally, I don't subscribe to
We
magazines.
don't have that anymore.
We don't have that anymore. But you look for images that would represent, what you're wanting to bring into your life, and then you put these on the board. And I want to say that it's so important that you put your name on it and/or your photo on this. I remember one time I had a roommate, and he wanted a silver Prius, and he put it on our joint refrigerator. Who got the silver Prius? Me. And I thought, I'm reflecting back, I thought that was really funny because he wanted that car so bad, and I didn't take it from it. It was just at the time I needed a car, and the one that happened to be there was the silver Prius that had been on our
Well,
refrigerator.
he was helping you out. He helped you get a new car.
Exactly. He helped me get a new car. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. We're listening to Alexander Donlop, author of Play Your Cards Right. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
The station that makes you feel good.
Alexander Dunlop. So we're talking today about what everyone can experience in and look forward to in a 2026 year. I know myself, I was really looking forward to this year. The energy seems fresh and exciting. Now, whenever we're in a new energy cycle, there's always positive, we'll call it beneficial and possibly detrimental. The yin, the yang, the up, the down. What are the pitfalls? Or are there any cautions or pitfalls we should watch out for this year?
Sure. One of the perhaps biggest pitfalls would be to start something and then think that you don't have what it takes to finish it. For whatever reason, I don't have the resources, I don't have the time, something else is distracting me, I got bored, it's not happening fast enough. This is the pitfall with the ace energy. You begin with gusto, you rush in, it seems fresh and exciting, and then you get bogged down and you don't finish it. So it's really important to finish what you start. And that's why I say it is the ace energy. And that's why we know that the number one is the ace energy. That's our collective inherited wisdom of this archetype, that the number one is the ace. Because it isn't about starting it and falling off. It isn't about running half the race. It isn't about taking half the test. You start it and you stay persistent, you stay diligent, you stay gritty, you stay tenacious, stay focused, and you see it all the way through to the end. And that's how you ace it. That's how you develop that mastery for yourself. That's how you complete the initiatory process. It's not putting your toe in the water, it's getting all the way in. So that's probably, I would say, the biggest pitfall is to start something and then not finish it for whatever reason. And there could be myriad reasons why you might think that you don't have what it takes to finish it.
Now, Alexander Dunlop, in your system, the source cards, your system is based on actual playing cards. So you've got four suits. So this year, 2026, is it the Ace of Spades, the Ace of Hearts, the Ace of Clubs?
It's
What?
all of them. That's a limitation of doing this kind of numerology analysis, is that the numerology just says it's a number one year. It doesn't specify which of the four suits that it is, but I would say it includes all four. So spades represent what we believe, hearts what we love, clubs what we think, diamonds what we embody. So it's about all of that. It's envisioning what you want, which is classically the idea of seeing the goal, having a vision for your year, a New Year's resolution, and then asking yourself, how do you really feel about it? Does it feel good? Does it feel scary? If it feels scary, you might want to revisit it and find a vision goal, which is the spade energy, that really feels good, that really is exciting. And then it's what do you think about it? And that's where you start to craft step by step game plan. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Here's my tactical approach to realizing my vision. And then diamonds is embodying it. So it isn't just a vision, it isn't just a feeling, it isn't a thought process. You actually physically, materially embody it. And that's the diamond level. So that is the process of all manifestation. Actually, it starts with a belief, how you feel, what you think, and then the physical form comes after. So it's important to be aware of that process in our manifestation exercise, whatever we're doing, that all four aspects need to be included.
Brilliant information. Now, many of us, as you know, suffer from low self-esteem. And just because we have an idea doesn't mean we think, well, I'm not, I don't know enough. I don't have enough. Dot, dot, dot. How can we see ourselves as the ace of our own life? How can we use the energy of this year to enhance our self-esteem?
Gosh, that's the best question you've asked me so far. Because it could go in the reverse. It could be that because it's a one year, it actually negatively resonates with people's lack of self-esteem, and they feel like they don't even know what to begin, or they're afraid to begin something because they know that they may not complete it. I know of many people who don't even make New Year's resolutions because they think it's a waste of time. Like, it's never going to happen anyway. I'm never going to complete it, so why bother? And that would be the downside of how the one energy could play in with a lack of self-esteem. How could it play in positively? Maybe we can brainstorm that together.
Yes.
How would it play in positively?
Oh, I would say that if you have a dream, and of course, Martin Luther King had that famous speech, I have a dream. And even if we look back at that speech about I have a dream, the dream that he showed really the world made it manifest. He was able to share his dream with other people. But as a medical intuitive healer, what I would say is that if you have a thought and it's coming to you at the soul level and it's a wanting, as you say, something you envision, something you love, something you think about, and something you want to embody, then it's yours for a reason. And I always think about Mr. Ford, the creator of the Ford Company, and someone came to him and they tried to prove that he wasn't very smart. So people would ask him a very difficult question and he would pick up the phone and he would call somebody and he would know the answer to that question. And I know for myself as a medical intuitive healer, often I don't know the answer to something, but I'll know who to call.
Interesting, yeah.
It was interesting because I sort of a negative example. There was someone in our healing community who we all very much loved, and he had a history of drug addiction, and he relapsed. And there was a lot of discussion among the healers who cared about him about how do we support this individual. And one of the questions was where, you know, he went through a cleansing process. He did plant medicine. It's like, well, where should we move him? And I remember thinking, I really don't know the answer to this, but I know who to call. And I called this person and I said, we're thinking about moving so-and-so to this location. And he said, well, that would not be good because it's around the corner from an open-air drug market.
Oh, God.
And I just laughed because I was like, well, I don't have a criminal mind and I'm not a drug addict, but I knew who to call to get that answer.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing you say is that this ACE year, it may mean that it's important for us to get support, to reach out for help, to learn to delegate, to learn how to rely on our connections and our network to help us ACE whatever it is we want to ACE. That's
Yeah.
an interesting insight. I like that.
Yeah, and I just laughed when I talked to the person because the other individual that I called was a recovered addict himself. So he knew where all the places were where people bought and sold drugs. And I laughed. I was like, I knew the right person to call. And then you have your answer, right?
Yes. So if we apply that to this year, then it may mean that wherever we get bogged down or stuck, when I said that that's the biggest pitfall, is that you start it and then you get bogged down for some reason or it seems difficult. That's the point to reach out for help. And that's actually something that's difficult to do in the ACE energy as well, because that number one energy or ACE energy thinks they should be able to do it themselves. And that if they ask for help, that that's somehow lessening their own mastery or their own resolve. But there's a humility in the willingness to ask for help. And I like that you're sharing that. And I'm going to apply that in my own life as well this year, to know that if I do get bogged down on my goal, to reach out and ask for help.
Right, because everybody's got different areas of expertise. And so if I realize, okay, I'm not an expert at where people buy and sell drugs, but I might know somebody who could answer that question for me, you know, and how do I support that person? So,
Catherine, if I reach out and call you this year, you'll know why.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Exactly right. Now, I love that you talk about that this year embodies the ACE energy of the Ace of Spades, the Ace of Hearts, the Ace of Clubs, and the Ace of Diamonds. So, Alexander Dunlop, you understand your system better than anyone. What can you explain for our audience? What are the qualities of the Ace of Spades, the Ace of Hearts, the Ace of Clubs, and the Ace of Diamonds? Because it's all of these this year.
Well, that's a big question. That's another one where, you know, how much time do we have to dig into the full meaning of these cards?
Let's take them one by one. So what are the qualities of Ace of Spades?
Well, let's just give a little more context then first to say that these four suits are aspects of our human being. And we're one being. I'm one human being, you're one human being. We have beliefs, which is symbolized by the spades. We have feelings, symbolized by the heart. We have thoughts, symbolized by the clubs. And we have a physical body, symbolized by diamonds. So it's a complete structure of human being is represented in these four suits. And it's the idea of, well, the spade is also an acorn. It's a spade, it's an acorn, both. And the acorn classically is a symbol of the pineal gland or the third eye, the vision, faith, imagination. And the acorn is used because it's a metaphor of how a whole oak tree is contained in this tiny seed. In like manner, everything that we are begins in this seed of our vision that we plant when we have faith, vision, imagination. That's how we plant the seed. And then we have feelings about it, we have thoughts about it, and we physically embody it. So what it means is that we are a Holy Trinity. We are three in one beings. We've projected that outward onto our pantheon, but in fact, human beings are three in one beings. So with that as a preface, that's how this year will unfold. It will have all four aspects at once, and it will begin with our belief, with our vision, and that's what the Ace of Spades symbolizes. What do you believe? And the Ace of Spades can be is often used as a symbol of life and death itself. You may see new life, but you may also see death, and death is a part of life. And in order to truly begin something, something has to die, which we talked about before, that something you have to let go of and something has to end in order for something to begin. If we're too attached, then we can't really begin. So it's very important to understand that it's life or death. We're starting new life. It means the death, an ego death perhaps, of something else. And that's how we begin it with the Ace of Spades. Do you want me to keep going or do you want to take a break here?
I want to add something in that when I'm doing healing work, one of the things that I do is that I look for the seed thought of an issue. So let's say somebody has Lyme disease or breast cancer or, you know, any illness that you could name or any condition you could name. Well, one of the things that I look for is I look for the seed thought. And this could be either a thought or a fear or a belief that initiated this entire pattern. Because we can do healing work on the surface of things, and that can have its value. We can talk about it. We can discuss our feelings and so on. But to really clear and heal at a very deep level, you have to go to the seed. And so I always, when I'm doing my healing work, I identify what is the seed thought that created this entire situation. And then when I'm doing the healing work, I clear the seed along with everything else.
Yes.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. We're listening to Alexander Dunlop, author of Play Your Cards Right. And we're talking about what we can all expect to experience in 2026, which is a 1 year. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Alexander Dunlop, we're talking about 2026 being a 1 year. And I love that you explained for our audience that this year is going to include the energy and aspects of the Ace of Spades, Ace of Hearts, Ace of Clubs, and Ace of Diamonds. So we talked about the Ace of Spades. Can you tell us more about the Ace of Hearts? What is the Ace of Hearts energy?
Sure. The Ace of Hearts is self-love, that you love yourself, that you're comfortable in your own presence, that you enjoy your solitude, you enjoy being yourself, you enjoy your time alone. If you don't, then it'll be very hard for you to initiate your own vision this year with whatever you've, Ace of Spades, whatever you've envisioned is your vision. If you don't like that vision and you're not comfortable being yourself, working toward that vision, if you're not comfortable in your own skin and it excites you and gets you motivated, then that vision is not going to happen. So if there's any unpleasant negative feeling for yourself, you want to re-examine what the vision is, because as you said before, that's the root of everything. And this is a practice that I do for myself. I often will ask myself, if I'm not feeling in any way positive, if I'm feeling upset or angry or I'm doubting, I will ask myself, what would I have to believe in order to feel this way? Because it's the belief that drives the feeling. So if I'm upset at someone, let's say, I will say to myself, what would I have to believe about this situation in order to be having this emotional reaction? So that's a very helpful tool that I use to get clear on why I might be feeling what I'm feeling. And there's a lot to say here. We're not going to be able to cover it all in the next 10 minutes. But the idea is to then find a positive feeling, to find a positive belief, vision, imagination that leads you to feel amazing and happy with yourself. And then that motivates you energetically to move forward. Where the Ace of Clubs is about initiating your own idea. It's a thought, which many people conflate with the idea of a belief, but they're different because a thought is language, whereas the spade energy is vision. It's a picture. It's imagination. There aren't words yet. Thoughts are words. It's language. So it's what words do we put to it? And that may be, well, I want to lose weight. I want to lose 15 pounds. Those are the words that define the vision of a healthy life or a healthy experience. So we put words to it. And the Ace of Clubs is you are the one who is initiating these words, no one else. These are your own thoughts. And in the classic meditative sense of watching your thoughts, what are you really thinking? Because we can undo ourselves with negative thoughts, with limiting thoughts. And in this, you know, there's a lot that's been written about mindset and having the right mindset, using positive words in your intentions. But that's your own thought. That's the Ace of Clubs. It's the thought that pops in your own mind. And watching your thoughts to be sure that you're having positive thoughts instead of detrimental thoughts. And then finally is the Ace of Diamonds, which is you physically initiating this physical reality for yourself, that you physically, materially do it. You roll up your sleeves, so to speak, and you physically make it happen. And that's the meaning of the Ace of Diamonds.
Fantastic. Now, Alexander Dunlop, are there archetypes associated with the 1 year that we can look towards for greater guidance?
Well, I would say the best archetype is the archetype of the Ace. That's the number one, is associated with the idea of the Ace. And the Ace we know of or think of as being an Ace fighter pilot, where there are no almost Ace fighter pilots. You're either an Ace fighter pilot or you're dead. It is all or nothing with this archetype. And the idea is you want to go all in. This isn't about hedging your bets. You go all in on it. If you're going to ace the test, you study all night for it, so to speak. You go all in. It's important enough for you that you want to ace it, that you go all in on it. You don't hold anything back. You go all in. And so that's the meaning of the archetype, to be an ace. You go all in.
I love that. Now, I have to share, I was watching some video of I enjoy learning by watching videos, and I was watching a video and about a lady who tried to expand her business in 2025. And she hired these so-called experts, and she got ripped off, and she spent a lot of money, and it went absolutely nowhere. And this is a person who is an ace, a master in her field. But I was watching this video and I thought, this lady just didn't read the energy properly. She was an ace and a master at her field, but she wasn't really reading or feeling into the energy of 2025. And I thought, if she just waited another year, she might have had a different outcome.
I agree with you, and we don't know her cards to play. Do you know that if she is actually an ace birth card?
I have no idea what her
But she's
part
a
is.
master in her chosen field.
Yes.
Yeah. So having the experience where we talked about earlier, where she's going to need to let go of those expectations, it didn't go the way she wanted, and that's the ending that she experienced. And then on the other side of that, there can be a great lesson in that. As we know, she can learn a lot of important information about herself from that tragedy, because that's also a nine experience is tragedy. And then on the other side of that, what's she going to begin this year?
Yes. Now, Alexander Dunlop, can you give us some examples of people who've navigated a 1 year really well? So if we were gonna, sort of go with the flow, follow this energy, go all in, give us some examples of people who've done that really well.
I haven't tracked it back to the last time we had a 1 year, when I'd have to do the math even. I guess it would be 9 years ago that we had a 1 year. I wasn't observing the year that year to see how it went. So I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay, all good. Now, many people are good at starting things, but not so good at following through. How can we maintain the momentum of this ace year to continue moving forward throughout 2026?
How to maintain the momentum? Well, I think one thing we said already will be helpful is reach out and ask for help, get support. That's can be an important tool in our tool belt. I think the other thing, and this is something that I know that I'll do myself because I can already see that this might happen, is when the going gets tough, instead of to pack it in and give up is to see that this precisely is the lesson. This precisely is the growth pains, growth point, where I'm learning something about myself. I'm learning about how I handle adversity. I'm learning how to have more tenacity, more resolve, more stick-to-itiveness, more determination. This precisely is the moment for me to learn what it's like to ace something.
I love that insight. And, we hear about the Thomas Edison who invented the light bulb, and I think they say he learned 999 ways it didn't work, right?
Right.
And
I think he said genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. And that's right. And that is the energy of the ace as well, that it is that perspiration, that tenacity to see it all the way through to the end. And to ask for help when we need it, and to recognize that we're in the process of learning to make it happen and accept that process.
so, Alexander Dunlop, I really appreciate that you explained about the energy of the four aces because maybe someone has the picture, which would be Ace of Spades, and they're really loving their picture, but they don't have the language to express it or they don't know how to embody it. So
That can
maybe
happen.
another way when we get stuck or if we get stuck is to look at where, am I missing the spades energy, the heart energy, the club energy, or the diamonds energy? Am I missing the vision? Am I missing the passion or the
Yes.
love? Am I missing the language or the ideas, or am I missing, the embodiment of it?
Yes.
Right?
I love that. That's a great insight. That's a great self-reflection as well. Like, which aspect do I need to focus on in this moment that I would help me to stay the course? Yeah, I like that.
Now, if any of our listeners are on a personal healing journey right now, what advice would you give them in a 2026 one year?
A personal healing journey, like for health reasons?
Yes.
Well, I would say that it's to start with the vision of what do you really see for yourself? What, and then how does that feel? What do you really want? It's interesting, and you may have encountered this in your work, and I've heard of these examples that somebody may say they want to be healed, but actually they don't.
I'm laughing because one of the big healings that I do with clients is to be willing to get well. And I've had clients, they've gone to 30 different practitioners of every stripe. And when I see that kind of person, I'm like, okay, well, the first step is to do a healing to be willing to get well, right?
Because that illness serves a lot of purposes and functions, and it can becomes part of the identity. So it starts with the vision, and then the next at the heart level is how do you really feel about that? Do you actually want to get well? And why or why not? And then that's what you're pointing out to do that work, first of all. That's the starting point.
And then the next two steps for our listeners would be.
Having the language, having the words. Put, being able to put it into words and having a tactical approach that could include some prescriptions. It could include taking some natural supplements or herbs or specific exercise regimes, putting the words to it and having the plan, which again is language, it's words, having a plan for it so that you can actually embody it. Because the mind and the body are connected, which we know a lot of people have talked about that. So the words and the thoughts and the ideas that you have then allows you to embody it. So that's the final step. But it really starts with what do you see for yourself? Oh, I want to get well. That's what I see. Okay, do you really? How do you really feel about that? And that's the underlying part.
Great information. So, Alexander Dunlop, any final thoughts for our audience? What do you really want everyone to understand about 2021, 2026 as a one year?
I would say let this be the year you learn how to play your cards right. Initiate yourself into this ancient wisdom, whether through me or other practitioners. There's a few of us out there, not many. But initiate yourself into your own cards so that you know your patterns. We're talking about the generic energy of the one year. But for example, I'm born to play the Nine of Hearts. You're playing the Jack of Clubs. We will have very different approaches to this same one energy. So knowing your own cards to play gives you that roadmap of how to play your life, how to be in tune with yourself to be most authentic and to have the most soul-satisfying experience you can have. That would be my final plug, is initiate yourself to know your cards this year.
Great information. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Our guest today, Alexander Dunlop, author of Play Your Cards Right, A Sacred Guide to Life on Earth. You can find out more about Alexander Dunlop and Vicki Dunlop's wonderful work at their website, thesourcecards.com. And remember, when you drop into and pay attention and read the energy that surrounds all of us, you can heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.